Okay, today's daf is Bechorah's daf Chaf Hey, and we are on Chaf Dal and Amud Beis. We did the Mishnah. The Mishnah discussed yesterday other halachas relating to Bechor Behema Tahora, as all of these prakim that were in discussed. The Mishnah quoted Rabbi Yossi ben HaMishulam, who said that if somebody shechs a Bechor, we know there's an Isser of Giza. So what does one do, though, if one has to shech the animal? So the Mishnah says that one is allowed to make some room. Bekofitz, we'll have to see what that means. Kofitz is some type of a large chopping instrument. Mikan and Mikan, one could separate to make some room in order to do the shechita. Tolish is a sear. As long as you don't remove the hair, lo yizenim imkomo, you leave it there in the clumps. Even if it might be detached, you leave it in there so it doesn't look like one sheared the wool, so then it is okay. So Rabbi Yosef Mishulam says one is allowed to shecht and make some room. And the Mishnah then adds, also, if somebody just wants to remove some hair in order to examine whether there is a mum on the Bechor, a mum kavua, a mum over, so sometimes one has to remove some hair in order to see under it, for the expert, for the baki b'mumin, to see under it, so also some hair can be removed. That's what the Mishnah said. There is some type of allowance for removal of hair, where the kavana is not to be gozes, really, for the gziza, but for the usage of the animal, one just needs to remove the hair. So Amar Rav Halacha Rabbi Yossi ben HaMishulam. The Gemara says that Rav says we hold like this. We hold like Rabbi Yossi ben HaMishulam that one can remove the hair somewhat. Mr. Baruch Helik, hey, please. Bo'amine mei Rav Huna. K'negdo b'yantif ma'u. So what about on Yantif? What about the parallel on Yantif? What do you mean? What's the parallel on Yantif? Even before that, I don't know if I mentioned last time, the machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos, what the issue is, why one would have to remove the hair. Does one remove the hair because Rashi says there's a chashash chalada? Chalada, one of the five psulei shechita, and what the issue is, the hair going, the knife going underneath something during the shechita. So Rashi says that's the problem here. If I do the shechita, then the hair might be on top. There might be an issue of chalada, like the word chulda. A weasel goes underneath in a hidden way. So the psul, one of the five psulei shechita that we learned in the first parak of chul and chalada, that's what the potential chashash is here. Tosfos does not think that's the issue here, based on other sources. Tosfos says also, why does the dafka say kofitz? Why doesn't it say sakin? Right? Why does it say knife? Kofitz is like a larger instrument. So sakin, maybe you wouldn't have to do it. And also dafka, why bechor? Right? Why not, any other type of carbon also? Why dafka is there a bechor? Why is the Mishnah talking about bechor? So Tosfos says the issue here is that you just need some space on the animal. Says Raj, says Tosfos, v'nira lafarish denokan haka kofis mishun deboyasi esmakam tfei misakin. If you had a knife, you wouldn't have to make so much space because a knife is very thin and small, but a kofitz, a larger instrument of cutting, so then you would need more room. You need a larger space, not just because of chalada. And Tosfos says, that's why Dafka says bechor more than other kachim. Why? Tosfos has 4 points towards the end of Tosfos. Number one, by kachim are always shechtan in the azara, and therefore there are sakinim there. You don't need such a makom to make. But a bechor often is shechted outside the base of Mikdash, right? If it has a mum, so you get a shechted outside. And it's just mamona shel kohen. Number one. Number two, it says bechor because noig bizman hazeh. And that's why it wants to include that case. Number three, v'gam derech lios simro gadol. Very often, the wool of a bechor is very long because you're waiting for it to get a mum. Right, unlike other karbanas, you're not going to like leave it and let the hair grow so long. That's why also one might need this allowance. And number four, the beferish pasuk, the pasuk in the Torah says lo sagos by bechor. Even though it might apply to other karbanos, it applies by bechor, and that's why the Mishnah chooses to mention bechor in this context. But either way, though, fundamentally it would apply to other karbanos as well. It just says bechor because that's the most common, as Tosfos points out. Okay, so the Gemara says that Rav holds, we hold like this Mishnah, the halachas are like Rabbi Yosef and Mishulam. And the question is, what about Yantif? What do you mean Yantif? Yantif, you know, there's also an allowance of Shechita, right? The Heter of Ochal Nefesh, one is allowed a Shecht. Is one allowed to, if one needs to, be tolesh and remove some of the hair in order to do a proper Shechita, is one allowed to do that on Yantif as well? Because we know there's a heter of shechting the bechor. So the Mishnah says you're allowed to remove a few of the hairs in order to make the shechita easier. So what about yantif, where one has an allowance of doing the shechita? So again, is one allowed to remove some of the hair? So that's the keneg of yantif mahu. So what's the root issue? So says the Gemara, time of the Rabbi Yosef Mishulam, is the reason for his heter of allowing you to take out some of the hairs, mishum te kesavar tole shlav hainu gozes. Really, the iser b'char is geziza specifically. It's shearing. It's not plucking. The iser is shearing, lo sagos. Tiksavar and toleish is not gozes. And plucking out a few is not gozes, and that's why it's allowed by b'char, but to be yantif aser. But by yantif, it's not only gozes that's aser. What's the malacha? The malacha is gozes, but really removing anything from its natural growing source is the malacha. So even if you want to say gozes is not exactly tolesh, and they're not the same exact, defined like the same exact act, and that's why it's mutter by bechor, but that would remain a problem by yantif. So again, mishum tekesavar tolesh lavana gozes ubi yantif aser, tahavali oker davar mikidulo. It would still be in the larger category of oker davar mikidulo, and therefore it would be aser on yantif. O dilma no, bi alma savar abiosi ben mishalom tolesh hainu gozes. Really, tolesh and gozes are the same thing. Even regarding to bechor, why is it mutter here? Because you don't really have kavana to do it. Here, all I'm doing is I'm parting the hair in order to find a space. I don't mean to cut the hair. What his heter is that you're allowed to part it, and it might get detached as I part it. But it might not. That's called the davar shein miskaven. And that's why it's mutter by gezizas bechor here, and then b'yantif davar shein miskaven mutter, and then on yantif also, I would say it is mutter because we paskin davar shein miskaven is also mutter on yantif, on Shabbos and on yantif. So that's the shaila. What is the root for the reason of heter by bechor, and that would have a ramification for yantif as well. Meaning the Gemara is asking, are you allowed to pluck out or not? Right, according to the second version, you're not allowed to pluck out. You're allowed to part, and if it comes out by itself, it comes out by itself. According to the first sad, you're allowed to pluck, right, which is asaron on yantif. So the Gemara answers, Rav Huna answers, Amar lehu zilu shailuhu l'Rav Chananel. Why don't you first go ask Rav Chananel, I amar alachu Rav Yisrael Misholam. He didn't want to give him an answer to Akasha that wouldn't have been Lamaisa anyway. I'm not going to answer you unless you know this is the halacha. If we pass in this way, then I'll say, okay, what the reason is. So go ask him if we pass in this way, which is unusual. You might think that, just tell him the reason. Whether we pass in that way or not, you still know the Svara. So the Svara, even though we don't pass in that way, right? We still have Talmud Torah on Jesus that we don't pass in like. But maybe the context is that he seemed to be really asking halacha Lamaisa. He's not asking in the base medrash. He wants to know what to do. So he's like, I'm not going to tell you this unless you find out if we pasken that way. So, if shetlechu, so, if you find out that we pasken like that, then I will answer for you. So, aisu shailua, so that he went to ask on Amar Lua, and they told him, as we just saw, hachamir Amar Rav Halacha, Rabbi Yosef Ben Mesholem. So, yeah, we do pasken that way, that you're allowed to do it by Bechar. Also, coming to Rav Huna, so he came back to Rav Huna, so Amar Lua, Rav Huna says, kenegdo biyantif, mutter. It's mutter because it is based on the fact that it is just parting, and therefore if it comes out, it's a davar shein miskaven. If it comes out, I didn't mean it, and therefore we pass on like Rabbi Shimon when it comes to davar shein miskaven, and it is mutter. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch paskins. Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Yantif in Tuf Tzadiches Sif Yud Beis. Generally, we don't do this bezmanas anymore. We're not shechting, because we could just shech before Yantav and put it in the refrigerator. But says the Shulchan Aruch, Hashochet behema b'yantif, eino rashoi l'tlosh atzemer lasos makam lasakin. Somebody shechting on Yantif, which one is allowed to do, one is not allowed to pluck the shemer in order to make room for the sakin. Right, you can't do it directly, like our Gemara's maskana. Ela mifaneu b'yado, move it to the side, umoshcho elech ve'elech, pull it to each side to make some room. V'im nitlash, nitlash. If it comes out, it comes out, because that is a davar shein miskaven. One is not allowed to do it directly because it is in the world of gozes. But the Mishnah Berurah adds v'loy zenim imkomo. But even if it gets pulled out, you should not take it off there before you do the shechita. Eli yishar sham misubach im shar semer hatzavar. But what if it's impossible? What if you have no way to shech this animal? The hair is so thick. The wool, you can't get to the neck. You don't have a choice. The im hayat semer misubach al atzaver she'i efshal afanoso ve'ein lishchot kach kimavur biyardei semin chavdal sevches bahagah. What if you can't shech this animal because it's so thick? Ve'lo hayat be'efsharol me'erav yantif lazeh, and there was no way for you to have done this on erav yantif. Somehow, meaning if you would have done Erev Yantif, then the meat would have spoiled. Yish lomar deshari lasos kein biyantif. Mr. Burr quotes the Prima Gadim, so maybe that would be okay. If it's impossible, right? Because remember, the Heter of Ochal Nefesh is based on you couldn't have done it beforehand. But if you could have done it beforehand, so then maybe that would be okay, even if you would be actually plucking some of the hair. And that gets us into the general Heter of Ochal Nefesh. Right, which the Gemara here is talking about. How do we understand the heter of ochel nefesh on yantif? We know on yantif, one is allowed to prepare food. But one is allowed to have the heter of food. So does that mean everything is mutter? Right, you can't drive to a store in order to pick up food. So what's mutter? So that is a major machlokas we've shown him. First and foremost, everything that's not mutter, is that asur daraisa or asur darabana? Do we say everything is mutter daraisa? Everything is mutter daraisa, every malacha that you do for cooking. But the Rabbanan answered certain categories, or do we say that even on a Da'oraisa level, there are limitations? So if you look at the Yerushalmi, Tosfos in the beginning of Beitza, Gimel Amud Aleph, Tosfos quotes the Yerushalmi, Milisha Ve'elach. That's the Lashon of Tosfos. Ach, Asheyacha L'chol Nefesh, Ach is a limitation, V'samech Lei Ushmartem Asamatzos, Osem Melachos Shemishimur Ve'elach, Chein Mutaros, Hainu Milisha Ve'elach.
Only later stages of the cooking process. I'm not allowed to plant or sow or harvest. I'm not allowed to harvest the wheat on Yantif in order to grind it. Milisha ve'elach is the language of the Yerushalmi. No, because the other stuff you could have done before Yantif, and it sounds like that this is a Din Daraisa. Milisha ve'elach, that's the only thing that is mutter, right? Which some suggest, the Meiri and others, maybe only kitchen malachis are mutter. Meaning, what's milisha ve'elach? Field malachis are in mutter, mishum ochol nefesh. Kitchen malachis are mutter. What about shechita? So you have to say, that's parallel to a kitchen malacha, right? That's not a field malacha. So that is Tosfos. If you look in Rashi also seems to say that there's a chiluk on a daraisa level, but he has a different category. Not just milisha ve'elach, but the Rashi says at the beginning of the third parak, ein sadin. Rashi says on Chav Gimel, Amid Beis, and Tosfos has issue with this. Rashi seems to say, if you could have done it before yantif, it's asur daraisa. That's Rashi's chiluk. Right? The Mishnah says there that you're not allowed to trap fish on yantif. Ein sadim in a biber b'yantif. Why can't you trap fish on yantif? What's the issue? Rashi, Av agav de shechita va'afiyah u'bishol. Me'avos malachos ein v'hutru l'tzarach yantif. Even though shechita, baking, cooking, is all mutter on yantif. So why can't you trap? Time of mishum to ef shamei erev yantif, because you couldn't have done those before yantif to shechita chayish lemichmar bisra. Maybe if you'd have shechted yesterday, the meat would spoil. Pen yischamim v'yasriach. Remember, again in the days of old, right? There could be a nafkamina bisman hazeh on a daraisa level, right? Shechting bisman hazeh on yantif could be also daraisa because you could have done it before yantif, right? Because we have refrigeration. In the days of old, shechting is mutter on yantif because you wouldn't have made a difference. Maybe Bisman Hazeh wouldn't make a difference. But then Rashi continues, Aval Tseida, Efshar, Latsudim Yavod Yom. You could have caught the fish before Yantav and just left him in the water. Just made a very small container. Efshar, Latsudim Yavod Yom, Yanichen, Bimitsudas Vamayim, Velo Yamos, Lamacha, Yitlu. So that's Shitas Rashi, that maybe even on a Daraisa level, the Chilik of Efshar and Efshar Lasoso. Who argues on all of this? The Rambam. The Rambam seems to say, everything's Mutter Midaraisa. All malachos are mutter mishum ochel nefesh daraisa. The Rabbanan asserts some of them. Says the Rambam. Kol malacha she'efshar. He has a little bit like, listen to what he says, lamaisa. Kol malacha she'efshar la'asoso me'erev yantif. V'lo yeh ba'hefzid, v'lo chisaro nimnasin mi be'erev. Anything that he could have done before yantif, asru chachamim la'asoso sabi yantif. Avavi she'idas or hachila. The Rabbanan said that you can't do it on Yantif, even though it's ochel nefesh. Why? V'lama asru davar zeh, says the Rambam, simple. Gzeira shema yaniach adam malachas, she'efshal asosun me'erev yantif, li yantif, v'nimsa yantif kulo, holech pa'asiyas osan malachas, v'yimana misimchas yantif, v'lo yiyah lo p'nai lech avalishtos. If you know that you can do all these preparations on Yantif, that you just wait to do it on Yantif, then you'll end up working the whole Yantif, you won't have any time to eat. So better... Right, similar to, right, we make you shave before Chol HaMoed, and we make you do all these other malachas, right, so that is why We say to do it beforehand, but that's the Rambam on a Durabanan level. On a Durabanan level. The Magen Mishnah here has a little different. He says, Ani Omer Shemaleches Avoda. The Magen Mishnah has a different shot based on an earlier, the Ramban. Rather, Ramban has a different idea, and this relates to another Lundish question about the Heter Ochel Nefesh Anyantav, and that is what we call Hutra Dechuya, or even more. When we have Pikuch Nefesh, you're allowed to violate Shabbos or Pikuch Nefesh. Is that Hutra or Dechuya? Tuma Hutra Betzibur or Tuma Dechuya Betzibur, when a carbon is Tameh. What about Ochel Nefesh? We have an Isser Malacha Anyantav, and then we have a Heter of Ochel Nefesh. Is that what we call Dechuya? It's Aser, but you're allowed to do it. Or is it hutra? No, these malachos are, once you have the heter, then it's hutra. There is a stronger formulation of hutra, which might be a third category. Might not be hutra. It could mean these malachos were never included. Hutra sounds like it was asur, but now it's mutter totally lagamre. There might be eino ne'esar mbitchila, might be a third approach. It was never asur in the first place. You don't need it to be matired. What does that mean? That's the Ramban's diak in Parshas Emor. Where the Ramban says, on Yontif, what does it say? It doesn't say, kol malacha lo sa'asu, like on Shabbos. Kol malachas avoda lo sa'asu. There's a difference between malachas avoda and malachas hana'a, says the Ramban. Malachas avoda is also on Yontif. Malachas hana'a is also on Yontif. Anything included in Ochel Nefesh was never Nasar. There's a different category of Isser on Shabbos and Yontif. Not just the punishment of Skila versus Malchus. It was never Ne'asar. That's the Ramban's important formulation in Parshas Emor. The Ramban has a few pieces in Parshas Emor which are crucial. The Ramban says, V'loshen avoda, kol el kol hamalachos v'ashimushim. Aval malachas avoda, kol malachas she'eino tzorech ochel nefesh. What's malachas avoda? Anything not tzorech ochel nefesh. That's malachas avoda. Kin yitshenemar, sheshes yemem ta'avod v'yasita kol malachtecha, u'b'chol avodes ha'sada, v'nevatem v'nizratem, v'kayin ho'yo ben adama, u'malachas shiba ochol nefesh, y'malachas hana'a, lo malachas avoda. V'zeh mizba'er b'taura. You look in the psukim. It does not say by any of the chagim, kol malacha lo sa'asu. It doesn't say that. V'lo yifarish be'im heter ochol nefesh, k'malachas avoda yomad alzeh. That is the important Ramban. If it says kol malacha, right afterwards it says Pirish malacha zavoda malacha hamishtameres laavodas kinyan. But Chuloni continues. But that's the Ramban. That's what the Magen Mishnah also says here as well. Malacha zavoda kol akomash derech ha'eved laasos laadonav ve'ein rov bnei adam osin osam laatzman elasocher na'acherim laasosan. Little different definition. Avakol malacha shederech rov bnei adam laasosa kolechad bebeiso laatzmo lohus harnu lefisheinam malacha zavodim elaaf ha'adonim osin osan. Malachas avoda is a malacha that avodim do. But cooking in your house, there are many people that cook in their houses, even though they have servants and they have help in the house. Right? What do? You cook! Cooking is part of the enjoyment of the food. Right? And therefore, that's a different than, the Ramban, but it's the same idea. So again, that's the question of number one. Heter ochel nefesh, daraisa derabanan, the limitations. And number two, an overlapping question is hutra dechuya eino aser klal. Right? That is a question of the Ramban, and the Ran also deals with this in Maseches Beitzah. The Ran is machalik maybe between Shabbos and Yontif. The Ran is machalik between pikuach nefesh on Shabbos and ochel nefesh on Yontif. Maybe machalik between the two. Nafkamina might be the sugi of ribui b'shiurin, but that's a little bit related to heter of ochel nefesh. Okay, so let's get back to our Gemara. So the Gemara says lo maskana that if one wants to shecht on Yontif, so then one is not allowed to pluck out the feathers unless it's impossible, like we saw the Mishnah Berurah quoted. But one has to just part. Because that's the whole svara for Bechor also. It's just about parting it. If it comes out, it comes out. Because it is Darashayna Miskavin. Remember, who's talking here? Rav. Rav says the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam, who, as we have just explained, holds Darashayna Miskavin is mutter. And that's why you're allowed to part it, even though some of the hair might come out. So, last line. It marnami amar Rav Chananya bar Shalmiya mishmei de Rav kinegdo b'yantif mutter. Because Darashayna Miskavin. Says the Gemara now, Rav Hachi. Now we're getting into the Shas topic of Darvashin and Miskavein and Psik Resha. Does Rav really say that Darvashin and Miskavein is Mutter? Rav Chia Bar Ashi Mishmei de Rav.
Misuchraya denazaisa. Usur lahaduke biyomatava. Right, this is the sugya that people are familiar with from the first parak of Ksubas. Misuchraya denazaisa. I have a barrel that's full of wine, and I'm stuffing a garment, a shmata, into the hole in order to make sure the wine doesn't come out of the barrel. Then as I push it in, some of the wine in the barrel gets put into this, gets absorbed into this garment, and as I push it in, I squeeze it, and there's an issur of schita on Shabbos. So that's why Rav says, you're not allowed to do it, you're not allowed to squeeze it in on Yantif. 1 second, it's an avashim miskavein. Maybe it would get squeezed out, maybe it won't get squeezed out, so how could Rav say that's usur if we hold that Rav holds here, avashim miskavein is mutter? Again, avashim miskavein, I do act A, which might or might not be a malacha. That's Davashin Miskavin, and that's Mutter. So that's why Bechor, I part the hair, which might or might not cause some hair to come out. So that's Mutter. So why here, when Rav says, squeezing the garment into the hole in the barrel, so why is that Usur? Right? Isn't that a Davashin Miskavin? Answer, that's not Davashin Miskavin. There, Bivadai, it's going to get squeezed out. So that's not called Davashin Miskavin. Be'ahi Avila Rav Shimon Modem. As it said, 10 different places in Shas, Dabai of Arava, Dami Shavayu, Moder of Shimon, Vipsik Resh of Aloyamus. Reb Shimon, who agrees, holds, Dami Shimon's Kavin is Mutter, agrees, where Act A will Vadai cause Act B, that's not called Dami Shimon's Kavin. That's called Psik Resha. That's called Psik Resha. Like the case in Shabbos, Psik Resha of Aloyamus, I give a child a chicken, and I want to give the child the chicken, a chicken's head to play with. I'm going to chop off the head of the chicken to give the chicken's head to play with. Well, that's not also on Shabbos, even though my kavanah is just to get the chicken's head. But, psik resha, you're cutting off the head, it's definitely going to be usur, and therefore it is usur d'oraisa. We passing like psik resha, at least psik resha d'nichale, is usur mi d'oraisa. That is the Gemara. That's why it's, Rav is okay. Rav says, Darv Shirin Miskavin in our case is Mutter, and the case over there, by the barrel, is a Vadai, and that's why it is Usur. Rav would agree that's Usur. Let's just continue a little bit more, and then we'll talk about Psik Resha, Darv Shirin Miskavin. Says the Gemara of Yomar, 1 second, but we have the opposite Shitos. Yomar Rav Chia Bar Ashi Amar Rav, Halacha Reb Yehuda. Rav holds like Reb Yehuda, Rav Chanan Bar Ami Amar Shmuel Halacha Reb Shimon. Shmuel is the one that holds like Rabbi Shimon. Rav Chiya bar Avin, Masi below Gavri. He learns it without people in front of Rav and Shmuel. Rav Amar Alach Rabbi Yehuda, Vishwal Amar Alach Rabbi Shimon. So 1 second, Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda, not like Rabbi Shimon. Rav holds Rabbi Shimon's Kavin is Asur. So how can we assume Mutter in our case? So the Gemara answers, you're right, squitch it. El Olam Savar, Rav, Rabbi Shimon's Kavin is Asur. Rav says Rabbi Shimon's Kavin is Asur, and like we had in these contexts by Shabbos. Davar Shinim Miskavin is Usur. Vitolesh. Now let's go back. If it's Usur, so then why is it Mutter to do this with the hair? Right? Even parting it is Usur. So why should it be us? Why should it be Mutter? Vitolesh Havana Gozes. Go back to what we said before. Tolesh, the first sod that we suggested. Tolesh is not Gozes. That's why it's Mutter by Bechor. Plucking out is not included in the Isser of Shearing by Bechor. But that's why it might be Usur. What about Yantif? Well, be Yantif, I know time of the Shari. So why by Yantif is it Mutter? Ta'avile oker davar migidulo kila achar yad. It's not exactly, Tolish is not Gozi, that's why it's Mutter by Bechor. You're allowed to pluck it out, not just part it. Directly pluck it. If it's plucking, so why is it Mutter on Yantif? On Yantif, even plucking is Usur. No, it's kila achar yad. It is the malacha done in a shinui way, and therefore, at most, it would be a drabanan. And most it would be a drabanan, like we know, shinui makes it into a drabanan, and maybe the Gemara is assuming here, right, the question is the Gemara is saying here that it is still us a drabanan, or sometimes we have shinui that takes away the entire tzuras hamalacha. And therefore, in certain cases of shinui, in Hilcha Shabbos, it's mutter. Right, most of the time, shinui makes it us a drabanan. Daraisa to drabanan. If I write with a shinui, it's drabanan. Right, if I do other, you know, malachas b'shinui, it's d'rabanan. But if I carry b'shinui, it's d'rabanan. But certain malachos, like lush, the post can point out. If I do lush with two shinuyim, I usually put the solid in the bowl before the liquid, I put the liquid in before the solid, and I don't do circles, I do X's, you know, by lush. So a double shinui there would make it mutter. Make it mutter. Sometimes shinui removes the whole tzuras hamalacha of the malacha. So here too, the Gemara is saying that it is mutter on yantif because it is a shinui. It is a shinui of oker davar migidula. Stop there for a moment. Let's just do a little bit more, and then we'll come back. V'tolesh lavan agozis, is that really true? Is tolesh not gozes? It's very different. But v'atanya, but didn't we learn regarding Shabbos that it is the same? Hatolesh is a kind of, if somebody plucks out feathers of a chicken, v'hakotmo, or if somebody cuts off the tips of the feathers, v'hamorto, or somebody smooths out the feathers, the hair of the feathers, chayiv shalosh chatos. That's three averas on Shabbos. Well, I have yamareish lakish, three different malachas. We paskin chiluk malachas on Shabbos. Right? If I do 10 different malachas, I get 10 different averus. Omerish lakash tolish chayiv mishum gozes. Tolish is gozes, shearing. Kotem chayiv mishum machatech. Kotem, that's cutting off the tips. It's chayiv mishum machatech, cutting to a measured size. I'm cutting off to a specific size that I want. Mimareit chayiv mishum mamachik. Mimareit, smoothing out the feathers. That's mamachik. That's the malach of smoothing. So you see that gozes is tolesh, right? Tolesh is a kanaf, is going to be a malacha daraisa. So Gemara answers, shiny kanaf, aino urche. No, that's normal. To pluck out feathers is normal to do tolesh. To pluck out wool is not normal, right? Gozes. So it depends on the item. Depends on the item. So it depends however it is normal. That is what is going to be daraisa, and whatever is not normal is going to be durabanan, right? So let's say regular... So it depends on the item that you're doing for gozes and for tolish. Interesting machlokes rishonim in Masechta Shabbos. What about if somebody bites their nails on Shabbos? Is that an issa d'araisa or an issa d'rabanan? It's not mutter. Right? Somebody once walked into the Chazon Ish and he couldn't stop biting his nails and he said, you're probably mechal Shabbos. He's like, what are you talking about? He says, if you can't stop, you're probably mechal Shabbos. Right? So the guy stops biting his nails. Right? He's a very holy Jew. He realized that, he has to stop. But, you know, is that a d'araisa or is that a d'rabanan? Right, so the Mishnah seems to say, the Mishnah says that it's Darabana. Mishnah says only cutting with a kli is going to be Asur Daraisa. That's the Mishnah in, and also because, two reasons. Number one, kli versus yad. And number two, it is the issue of do you want what you're cutting? The usual malacha of Geziza is you want what you're cutting. And if you don't want what you're cutting, that's called a malacha shenesuicha lagufa. Different category. Not to have Shemiskave, but you're doing it for a different reason than was done in the Mishkan. Right? Why was Gozes done in the Mishkan? Because I wanted the shearings. Why am I cutting my nails? Because I don't want the nails on my nails. So that's what the Mishnah says in Shabbos, Tzadi Dalid. Hanotel Tziparnav Zubazu, Obishinav. What if I cut my nails, one nail within the other one, or with my teeth? Vechein Sa'aro, Vechein Safamo, Vechein Zakano, or my beard? Rabbi Eliezer Machayev Achamim Osrim Mishum Shvus. The Chum says Asa Derabanan. Rabbi Eliezer says because Rabbi Eliezer the Gemara talks about why Rabbi Eliezer says that, but why did Rabbanan say Asa Derabanan? Because it is a malacha she'ain etzricha legufa. Right. That is the machlokes in the Mishnah. But if it's with a kli, right? The Gemara machlokes biyad ava b'kli chayev, with a kli for sure chayev. The Gemara said, the Tosfos says that's only according to Rabbi Yehuda. You're going to be chayef. But according to the Rabbanan, even if you do it with a kli, it's going to be the Rabbanan. Because you don't want what you're cutting. And other Rishonim say Rashi doesn't say that. The Gemara doesn't say it. The Gemara often says, this Mishnah is only according to Rabbi Yehuda. This Mishnah is only according to Rabbi Shimon. The Gemara says that often. The Gemara doesn't say that here. Gives us the impression that even if I cut my nails with a kli, and I don't want the nails, it's daraisa. So some explain that maybe the malacha of gozes is not just per se the cutting, but tikkun etzbos. I have been misaking my nails, right? Just like borer, the malacha might not be defined as removing the bad, but it might be fixing what's left. So it could be daraisa, right? That's the discussion here about gozes. That's the discussion in Hilchas Borer in Shin Yutes, I think, in Shulchan Aruch about borer. But either way, this is the discussion of gozes. But again, it depends what's normal. So one might say, Bizman Azeh, I don't know, if we do a questionnaire in the whole world, we do a survey, how many, are there more people that bite their nails in the world or cut their nails with a kli? Does that change based on behavior? Right? There are many millions of people that bite their nails. So that's a question. Is that going to be normal? Right? That's what here it says. You know, Geziza goes based on what the derech is. Right? Whether it's tolesh is normal to pluck feathers, but it is normal to shear wool. Right? There's a difference between the two, involved. Okay. These malachas also are major, each one, which we're not going to get into now, but just one or two thoughts maybe on Psikresha and Devashim Iskavin, obviously because it is here. It is ironic that Psikresha is Daraisa, the Mefarshim point out, while, well, we just mentioned, Malacha Shein Yisuch L'Gufa is Rabbanan. Malacha Shein Yisuch L'Gufa, I'm doing the exact malacha that was done in the Mishkan. Exactly. I'm doing it for a different reason. But I'm doing the exact malacha. I'm digging a hole because I want the hole. I don't want the dirt. I'm trapping an animal because I don't want it to hurt me. I don't want the animal. I am, according to Tosfos, right? I'm cutting my nails because I don't want the nails. I want to, for hygiene, but I don't want the nails. All of those are aser d'rabbanan according to Rabbi Shimon. Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, and we paskin like Rabbi Shimon. Malacha Shein Yisuch L'Gufa is aser d'rabbanan. It's a chomer aser d'rabbanan, but it's still aser d'rabbanan. While Psikresha, what's Psikresha? It's two different acts. I do act A, which will for sure cause act B, and that's aser d'araisa. So if I do the same exact act that was done in the Mishkan, but just for a different reason, that's aser d'rabbanan. But if I do act A, which will for sure cause act B, that's going to be aser d'araisa, if it's something that I'm interested in. And that's ironic. All the Mefarshim try to figure out then, you know, why is that? And also, what's the difference between, sometimes the Psikresha and Malacha Shein Yisuch L'Gufa are kind of like similar. Especially Psikresha de lo nichale, which I'm not interested in the other result. So the Rishonim struggle valiantly to define the difference between Malacha Shein Yisuch L'Gufa and Psikresha de lo nichale. Rabbi Avram ben Arambam, quoted by the Kesef Mishnah in the beginning of Hilchah Shabbos, discusses, and he says this chilek, again, but it's not always so clear, right? Are you doing two actions or one action? Are you doing one act with two different kavanas, like we just described, right? I'm digging a hole, do I want the dirt or do I want the hole? Or am I doing two actions, right? I open my refrigerator, the light's going to go on. Opening a refrigerator, you know, that's one act. Turning on a light is a second act. And act A, vadai causes act B, if the light is on. Right, so that's Psikresha. What if I don't know the light's on? That's not called a, you know, Davashim Iskavin. That's called Savik Psikresha. That's, I just don't know the Metzius. Right, I can't use that as a kula for Davashim Iskavin if I don't know the Metzius. Right, but that's the, so what's the Svara? So Psikresha, the lamdas given by the Achronim, is one, twofold. Like, why is it that I'm chayiv if I didn't have Kavana? I did act A, which by that causes act B. So some say, well, it's Kielu, you had Kavana. If this for sure is going to happen based on your actions, so we substitute in and say it's ki'ilu, you have the kavana, and that's why you're going to be chayav daraisa. Even though you didn't have the kavana, it's ki'ilu, you have the kavana. Because it's vadai, 100%, going to occur. Or do I say no? Maybe the chiddush of Psikresha is that I don't need to have the kavana. But the chiddush is kavana for A is enough to be mechayav you for B because they're considered combined actions. Maisim mitzurafim. There's enough of a connection between the two actions that I'm going to be chayiv, even if I don't have kavana for the second act. Right? And then nafkaminas between those. Rabbi Chana talks about this in the beginning of Ksubis, Simin Yud Ches, about Psikresha de lo nichale. That's going to be a nafkamina and others. Okay, but again, Psikresha is a major sugya, and again, it comes up in outside of Hilchah Shabbos too. Psikresha comes up in Nazir, a Nazir combing his hair. Right, we're talking about gozes. A Nazir is not allowed to comb his hair in the normal way. Why? Because he's for sure going to pluck out hair when he brushes his hair. Psikresha comes up in Mesechta Shabbos by Cirrus. If somebody takes medicine or has a type of procedure that will make him impotent, right? Cirrus is that a difference between men and women? But again, that's also Psikresha. In other areas of halacha. It comes up in outside of Hilchas Shabbos as well. Hilchas Yontif, V'chulu. There might be differences between Shabbos and Yontif. Might be differences, right? That even the Tosfos and Maseches Yuma, I think, says that even Rabbi Yehuda, who says Davar Shem Iskavin is Asur, would agree that it's only Asur Drabbanan outside of Hilchas Shabbos. Or in Hilchas Shabbos, because of Malachas Machshavas. Even if he says Davar Shem Iskavin is Asur in other contexts, he would agree that in Shabbos it's only Asur Drabbanan because of Malachas Machshavas. Okay, a lot more there. Let's continue, and then we'll see. Oh, by the way, again, we're not going to get totally into it. Also, the Malach of Schita here that is discussed is also a big topic. In Hilchas Shabbos, there are two types of Schita. Schita is not one of the 39 Malachas. Squeezing out. There are two types of Schita. Squeezing out a liquid from a towel, like our context is talking about, that's the Schita. Which Schita is that?
Rabbi Natan says there are two schitas. There's the schita of the malacha of libun. Part of the cleaning process is squeezing out the liquid from the garment. And then there's the schita of dash, squeezing out a fruit, getting the juice out. Nafkamina, do I want the liquid that comes out? Right? By washing the libun, you don't want the liquid. It's still going to be also daraisa. By dash, it's only going to be daraisa if I want the liquid, if I catch the liquid that comes out. Right, squeezing a fruit, a woman expressing milk on Shabbos, that's all the squeezing of mefarik, of dush. While libun is a different schita, that's if you're not interested in the liquid. Again, important chilukim in those two. Says the Gemara. Umidurav, right in the middle. Umidurav, savra, krabiosi, ben amashulam, rabbezim, amashulam, savra, like a rav. Well, if we're saying that rav holds like a rabbezim, amashulam, right, rav says that you're allowed to do this by bechor, because totally she's not gozes. And so then maybe would we say the opposite? Would Rabbi Yosef and Mishulam hold like Rav? Right? And we just explained that Rav holds, Sarvash and Mizgavin is Asur. The reason he says Mutter here is because by Bechor, Tolish Lafainu Gozes. So, is that true? Could we go in both directions? You don't have to say that, as the Gemara's Maskan is going to be. But at this stage, we want to say maybe, yeah, if A holds like B, maybe B holds like A. Vesavar, Rabbi Yosef and Mishulam, Sarvash and Mizgavin Asur. Is that really true? Does he say that it's Asur? The Atanya, but didn't we learn in it Toseftin, Meseches Para? We know a paraduma has to be exactly that. Aduma. If it has two black hairs, so then it is pasul. What if it has red hairs, but two of the red hairs at their tips become a little black? What do you do? So the Tosefta says, Shtei Sairos, Ikaron Ma'adim Veroshan Mashkir. If the Ikar is red, so we assume they're really red hairs. And the tips have just shaded and changed a little bit. Veroshan Mashkir. Veroshan Mashkir, Rabbi Yossi ben Amishulam Omer, same person, Gozes b'misparai v'enachoshesh. Just cut off the tips, don't worry about it. So what is the Gemara assuming? That's a case of Dover She'eno Miskaven. Dover She'eno Miskaven, and therefore you see he holds this mutter. How is that a Dover She'eno Miskaven? Remember, Dover She'eno Miskaven is, I do act A, which might or might not cause act B. How is this a Dover She'eno Miskaven? Right, Rashi says, Mishum de'ein Miskaven l'shum giza elo l'takein shari. Because you don't have kavana for shearing. You don't have kavana to do the shearing. You have kavana just to fix your paraduma. Is that Dover She'eno Miskaven? No, maybe in a deeper sense, but if you look on the Reishis Bikurim here saves the day. He says, you know what the issue is? There was only an isser of giza of the paraduma of the red hairs. Right? That's the kodesh part of it. But the black, there's no isser. So if I'm just cutting on the edge, I'm trying to just cut off the black part. But a little bit of red might get cut off too. That's the Dover She'eno Miskaven. It might or might not happen. That's the beautiful. The Nilefi is Daiti. Dini al Hashachrus Shemachavin Lagozes Abazel Leke Isser Gozes Klal. The Shachrus Hu Chisaron Lahechshir Apara. Regarding the black hairs, it's not a carbon if these black hairs remain. So therefore, there's no Isser of Giza for the black hairs. So you're allowed to cut that. That's what he says. The parallel is beautiful. Exact parallel to a Dover She'eno Miskaven. Good. So the Gemara says, so you see here, Rabbi Yosef Mishulam says, Mutter by a Dover She'eno Miskaven. Answer, no, shiny para delav bas gizahi. No, there's a difference. You know why it's mutter there? Because there's no issur of shearing by a cow. Only issur of shearing by a sheep, not by a cow. So Gemara says, but 1 second, Vatanya, but didn't we learn, we already had this in Chulin, the issur of giza vavoda, lo savo b'vchar sharecha, lo sagaz b'chod sarnecha, it applies to either or. The Isra of Giza does apply to an ox, which is a para. So, we're back to the question. Answer, El shiny para de kodshe bedeka bayasi. Para duma is this fascinating type of carbon that's not really a carbon. Right, it's shechted on harazesim. So, it has kudushas bedeka bayas, not kodshe aguf. So maybe that's why there's no Isra of Giza. Says the Gemara of Yamar Abelazar, kodshe bedeka bayas asur begiza vavoda. No, kodshe bedeka bayas is also asur. You're not allowed to shear it. Answer, midrabanan. Asa Durabanan, Vikis or Durabanan. Okay, still Asa Durabanan. Why are you allowed to do it? Answer, right, maybe we have Ella. Maybe we take out Ella. Shiny Para, Delo Shchicha. No, you know why par is not a problem? Lo shchicha. What does lo shchicha here mean? So Rashi says this is the general rule. Milsa de lo shchicha, lo gazer rabbanan. Really, it's usually asa de rabbanan to be gozes a para adu, to be gozes a kashi bedek abayis, but by kashi bedek abayis, that's not shchiach, it is not going to be a problem because it's a milsa de lo shchicha. Sfasemes does not like this interpretation. So Asemes here in Becharos, he says, V'tzarachiyin, I don't understand. Since the Takana, when do you say Milsa D'lo Shchicha? You don't make a Gzeira. You don't make a Gzeira on the whole categories in Milsa D'lo Shchicha. If Yontif falls out right after Shabbos, or Yontif Shabbos after Yontif, that hardly ever comes up. So we're not going to make a Gzeira about Yontif to Shabbos in those cases. But here, Kachi Bredek Kabayis is Shchiach. Specifically paraduma, that's within the category of bedek abayis, is that enough to say, call that a milsa de lo shchicha? V'tzorachin bazeh, asked the Sfasemes. Kima ta takana hoya al kol ketchup bedek abayis, loma midi de lo shchiach, lo yei bechlau. Right, vade, lasos takana midi de lo shchiach, lo matzinu. Avalim betoch klau bedek abayis, nimsa gam midi de lo shchiach, shabravi bechlau. I don't know why this would be called a milsa de lo shchicha, says the Sfasemes. Bedek abayis is shchiach. You look at every single case, so he has a different pshat than Moshe de lo shchicha, lo gazer rabbanan. Here, the Gemara doesn't say Moshe de lo shchicha, lo gazer rabbanan. It just says lo shchicha. It says that the Sfasemes, you know what it means? There aren't too many paradumas. And to say that you don't need to do this paraduma, just don't, there's an Isser of Giza, and therefore you can't use it, there's hardly any paradumas. It's lo shchiach. And therefore the rabbanan want to allow you to be able to use this paraduma. There were only 9 in history. If we remember the Mishnah in Parah, that's what he says it means. V'nir lafarish de parah de lo shchiach limso paraduma lefiche chitir. In this case, chitir Rabbi Yosi laasos iser drabanan. Fine, and that's why he keeps asking. Right, another question that Sfasemes says: once you come up to the Musa lo shchicha, so why do we go to the next line of the Gemara as we're about to see? But that's the Sfasemes. V'licha v'lilchle says the Gemara v'lifke lechulin. Oh, I have a good idea. Why don't you make the paraduma chulin first, then do the shearings, and then make a kadosh again? So then there won't be an issur of giza. V'lifke v'lafke lechulin v'ligze v'adolikdeshe. Answer: dameh yikarin. You can't redeem it because how much does the paraduma cost? Right, we remember Dama Ben Asina, right? It cost a lot of money. So to redeem it, it will be a lot of money. We don't want to force the Beis HaMikdash to do that. So Gemara says, okay, so V'leva Leke de Shmuel. So just rely on Shmuel. Da Amar Shmuel. Shmuel says, Hekta Shavah Mana Shechilo Shavah Puta Mechulo. Big Sugya elsewhere. Shmuel says that if you have Hektish, that you have something that's very expensive of Hektish, but you're Mechalit onto one little coin, Pruta, it's Mechulo, it works. So just take a little pruta and be mechal the paraduma. The Gemara said, no, Amar damar Shmuel shechilalo lechadchila miyamar. That's only a bit the evet. If you did it, it works. Not lechadchila, and therefore it should not be done. Bizman hazeh, it could be that it would be lechadchila. The post can talk about because we don't want any carbon walking around nowadays. Let's say somehow there's a bechor or there's maaser sheni. Right, there's a Shmuel says it's by Hektish, but the Mefarshim explained maybe it also applies to Maaser Sheni by Netzer Ravai, and that's what we do Bizman Hazeh. We're mechalit on a pruta. The Shulchan Aruch discusses this in Reish Tzadi Dalet in Yaradeya. So either way, that's one answer. So maybe we'd rather not do that, and therefore we end up saying that it's the most of the it's a lo shchiach, and therefore there's always Sidur Rabbanan or Ibai Seima Rav Sarvalak Rabbi Yosi Ben Macha Meshulam Rabbi Yosi Ben Meshulam Sarvalak Rav. You could say he doesn't hold like Rav, meaning maybe he holds Rav Sheni Meskaben is mutter. Right, and therefore against Rav. Perish. V'tolish is a seir of avashali zenimim komo. The Mishnah said, so you can be tolish the seir as long as you don't move it. You don't want to move it. Why? Because Rashi on the Mishnah had said, shalo yomru geziza avid bekachim. You should not take the hair off, because we don't want people to say that you were gozes a carbon. Amar avashi amar shlokesh lo shonu elabiyad. You're only allowed to use your hand, meaning that's called tli shavel, but kli aser. You can't use a kli. Right, to separate the hairs. Vaktani osem akam bekofitz bekana bekana. Doesn't it say you could use a kofitz? Right, a big sharp knife? Tzni likofitz. No, it means you could separate for the kofitz that you're going to use. Not that you're actually using the kofitz. V'chene dosh ez aseh leros mum. The last line of the Mishnah. Not only can you do this for a bechor when you shecht it, but also to check if it has a mum. So you buy a luhu. L'chadchil obedi evet. Right, is could you do this even lechatchila by the mum if you're checking the mum, or is it only b'di'evet? Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah Tashma, Semar Mesubach Ba'ozen. If you have so much hair that's covering the ear of the animal, and you need to check the ear because you want to check if there's a mum there. Rabbi Yossi ben Amishulam Omer, Tolsho Umare Es Mumo. Yeah, take it off, pluck it out. Shma Amina lechatchila Shma Amina. So it must be even lechatchila. Amar Rav Mari Afanan Amitanina. Rav Mari says it's even meduyuk in the Mishnah's language itself. Because what does the Mishnah say? V'chein hatolish es hatzir l'ros b'makomum. The Mishnah connects the last line to the previous line. And also, v'chein. So my v'chein, what is that v'chein comparing? We're comparing the case of checking a bechor and checking for a mum of a bechor. So what's the parallel? Ile mashal yezizos makomo. If we're just comparing it on the level of if hair comes out, leave it in there. So hashta umashoche de shchita so muchachas alav lo yezizanu. That would be pashut. If even in the case of shchita, the first half of the Mishnah, where it's clear that you're doing it to shecht it, and yet you have to leave it in there. So liros makom mum miboy. If you're just looking for the mum, of course you're gonna have to leave it in. Of course it's marisayin. So that can't be what it's comparing it regarding. It must be that it's comparing it on the lechatchila level. So one is allowed to do this to pluck some out in order to find the look for the mum or for reshecting the bechar. And again, the isser of geziza elsewhere also comes up. If there's any tzarech, if a man has to have an operation and on a place, and they're going to have to cut the skin where usually it's usher for a man to shave that area of his body. So again, that's mutter. That's mutter, not just bikoch nefesh, but mishum, there's no isser of giza if the reason is different. Isser of giza, like in that context, is for beautification purposes. But if the reason is because somebody has to have open heart surgery, the reason is because of something else, then of course it's going to be mutter. Okay, says the Mishnah, Sa'ar b'chor balmum. So we know there's an Isser of Giza, as we said, for a Bechor, for an animal, but that's the Maisa Giza is Usser. What if I shear the animal be'isser? If I shear the animal be'isser, that shearing is not Usser Daraisa. That shearing is not Usser Daraisa. It's not like there's a Maisa Shabbos, a Maisa Giza. The shearing becomes Mutter Pashtus, the ear, according to what we assume, that it is Usser, to Arisa to do it, but only at most Asa Drabanan to use the shearings that were cut off. So what we're going to talk about in the Mishnah is, what about hair shearings that fell out? The animal shed. So what's the halacha of that? Right, this is a Drabanan, let's say, if I sheared Be'isser. But what if hair fell out? So that's what we're talking about here. So Sa'ar Bechor Balmum. You have a Bechor Balmum, which you are going now to shecht. Right now, there's an Isser of Giza by you too. After you shecht it, then everything's going to be mutter. It will be mutter. What about hair that came out before you shechted it? So, Sa'ar Bechor Balmum shed nasha v'hinicha b'chalon. So, hair fell out before and it shed, and then I put it on the side, because I know it's before I shecht it, I'm sure not allowed to use it. Right? V'hinicha b'chalon. V'yachachach shato, and then I shechted it. So then what's the halacha with the hair that was previously detached? The hair that's attached now becomes mutter if I shecht it. What about the hair that was previously attached? Machloka. Sakavi ben Mahalal al Matir. He says it's mutter. V'chacham mosri. And the Chamzei, no, it is aser. Why? The Chamzei, Divrei Bihuda. The Rabbi Yehuda says this is the machlokas. The Chamzei, because if you're able to use the hair afterwards, then people might just delay shechting. Because they want to see if there's a lot of hair that gets shed, and then they might come to shear it itself. Not a good idea. That's why the Chum say it's aser. Omer Rabbi Yosi, lo bazehiter, akava ben mahalalel. Akava mahalalel did not matter this. Akava mahalalel is not only famous for what he says in Pirkei Avos or elsewhere. Ela sa'ar balmum. So Rabbi Yosi seems to say it's the opposite case. The machlokas is not about the case of shechted, but where it died. Sa'ar balmum shed nashar v'hinicho b'chalon. Sa'ar balmum that, again, shed and you put it away. V'acharkach meis bozeh akavi ben malal amateh v'cham osrim. Here's where akavi ben malal was mater and the cham osrim. Sounds like in the case of shechted, he would say it's usher. We'll talk about that. Tzemer, I'm a duldal bebechar. First finish the Mishnah. The tzemer, the wool that was detached, but it's still meduldal. It's still within the hair on the bechar. Eshenira imagiza mutter. Whatever is seen, whatever is considered by a onlooker with the shearings, that's mutter. Vesheino nira imagiza aser. And if not, if it's clearly separated, then it's aser, like the chacham in the ratio of the Mishnah. Like the Chacham say, it's usur if it's detached beforehand. So that's there. That's this shita. So the Gemara said, one second. Let's go back to Rabbi Yossi's formulation of the machlokas. Rabbi Yossi says the machlokas is if the animal dies. What is that mashma? That if the animal was shechted, a kavi ben malalel would usur that hair. One second. Michlal da usur hashda b'meis shari. If the animal dies, right? The animal dies where the hair on the animal stays usur, right? It's Suli Amagdashim. And yet what was detached beforehand is mutter. So, shachto mi boy. So by shechting the animal, where what was attached to the animal is now muttered. So now what was detached beforehand is usur. If where the animal died and the hair attached to the animal remains usur, what was detached beforehand is mutter. So surely, if the animal is shechted and the hair attached to the animal is now mutter, surely what was detached beforehand should be mutter. So I don't understand that diyuk. The Gemara says you're right. That's not what he means. Ela lo bazeh hiter akavya v'chachamim osur. That's not the case of machlokas. The shachto divrei call shari, not usur. Everybody agrees if the animal is shechted, then all the hair that was detached before in his mutter. Ki pligi b'meis. The machlokas is if it died. He's not saying only if it died, and he says usur. Everybody would agree that it's mutter if the animal was shechted. Good. Amar Avasi, Amar Eish Lakish, Machlokes b'sheitir mumcha. The Machlokes is only if a mumcha had already said that this Bechor is Bechor that can be shechted, it has a Balmum Kavua. The Mar Savar Gazrina del Ma'asi l'shehuyeh, because the Chachamim say it's also because you might be Masheh, right? If you allow the Tzemer Bahana'a, then you might delay shechting it because all the hair that comes off is going to be mutter, so you might want to get as much hair as you can, the wool as you can. But if the mumcha had not muttered it yet, then everyone would agree, it doesn't have a heter yet. It doesn't have a chalos heter on it, so anything that comes off is already going to be us. Masa Rav Sheishas, is that really true? Bali mum in Ostrin Bakal Shehu, a balmum that gets mixed up with other animals, right? Balchayim are not betalim, so a balchai, a bachar, a balmum gets usr bakal shehu, right? And obviously you can't tell which one it is now, or else then you just take it out of the mixture. Balchum is usr b'mashu, Rav Yossi, Omer, Yevukar. Rav Yossi says, no, check. Check. So what's that? What does that mean? Bavina ba mayivukar. What does it mean to check? Ilema de balmumhu velishkale. Does it mean that check, find the balmum, and then take the balmum out? That's what Rabbi Yossi means. The Tanakama Omar la. The Tanakama says, no, that's not good enough. Why not? If you have a balmum that got mixed up, so then find it, and then everybody should say mutter. So what's that machlokas about in the Brisa? V'yamar of Nachman, amar rabba baravua hacha, begizas b'char balmum maskina. We're not talking about the animals getting mixed up. We're talking about the shearings of the balmum getting mixed up. Shinis arva begize chulin. It's the shearings that got mixed up. And then what's the machlokas here? Uman Tanakama Rabbi Yehuda hi. And the Tanakama here is Rabbi Yehuda Shita from our Mishnah. Tamar nishchetu asir rabbanon. Who say that even if it's shechted, then Rabbi Yehuda's formulation of the machlokas in our Mishnah, that according to the Rabbanan, it's delasari afterwards, right? There goes there. For Rabbi Yossi, letame, damar nishkadu shari Rabbanan. And the Rabbi Yossi say, no, it's mutter. Viktani yivukar. And what does he say? Well, check it out. What are you checking? Via yivukar. Lav yimum kavua yimum over who? Aren't you checking? It means check if this is a mum kavua or not. Avagav shal hitiru mumcha. If this whole mixture got mixed up, not after, meaning you haven't yet checked it with a mumcha. Question mark. So how can Reish Lakish say the whole machlokas is only if the mumcha was already materit? You see from this brisa that the machlokas is even if it got mixed up and it's already asur or mutter even before. So the Gemara says, okay, reinterpret. Amar Rav lo, yivukar does not mean check if it has a mum or not, but yivukar ihitiro mumcha in. If the mumcha had already been materit, then fine. V'lo. So re-understand the brisa. Fine. No kasha. Kisalak Ravin, Amar l'shmaitzakame de Rabbi Yirmiyah, when Ravin said this over in front of Rabbi Yirmiyah, Amar, he said, Bavloi tipshoy, phrase that's said a few times here in Shas, foolish Babylonians, mishum deyasi ba'ar dachashocha, amri shmaitza de machashchin. Because you sit in a dark place, you say dark statements. Okay, what does that mean? We've discussed elsewhere. But what is his real point? Oshami lehu, hada amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba amar Rabbi Yochanan. I disagree with Reish Lakish, right? Didn't you hear Rabbi Chiya bar Abba says the name of Rabbi Yochanan? Machlokes, the machlokes, or in that interpretation, according to Reish Lakish. The machlokes in the Brisa, what's the issue about you bodake it or not? No, the question is as follows. It could be talking about the actual animals. The actual animals? What happens? The actual animals, if you check and you find the balmum, then they're still going to be asur?
The
machlokas is, what if you did check and you did not find the balmum? You have 1,000 animals and you check for the balmum and now the balmum is not there. So now what?
And the machlokas is from Maseches Nida. Ditznan. Remember this Mishnah. Shahir Meir Omer. Koldavar Shahir Becheskas Tuma.
Let's say you know there's Tuma in one of these houses. And then you checked all the houses and it's not there anymore. You know there's Tuma under a certain rock. And now it's not there anymore. So do you say it must have disappeared and they're all Tahar? Or they're all Tame until you find it?
So that's the machlokas. Remeir holds Koldavar Shahir Becheskas Tuma. Remeir says it's tough. It's tame until you find the tuma. It's not here anymore. It must be here, but it's tame.
Chacham says no. Dig until the ground, and if you don't find tuma, then everything's mutter. So that's the machlokas here too. If you did not find the balmum, can we say that they're all mutter now?
That's the machlokas here. Or Ravasi Amar Rabbi Yochanan, different version. Machlokas kishabadegu matzaka miflagi. Umatza, the machlokas is where you actually did find the balmum. The kamiflagi b'pulgat to Rabbi Rishim Gamliel. Different, Titania.
What if you find it? Can you assume that this is the only problem?
Sadesh avad b'kever. What if you have a field that there was a kever lost in there? It's like a besa pras. Nichnat l'tocha tameh. If you went in tameh, because, you know, now you might have been on top of the kever. Nimsa b'tocha kever. What if you find the kever? Could you assume it's the only one? And now it's all tahar? Nechaz l'tocha tahar, yes. If you go somewhere else, it's Tar, Shani Omer. Hu kever shavad, hu kever shenimsa, divrei, Rebbe. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, tiba, they call us the kula. No, Rav Shimon Gamliel says, just because you found one, doesn't mean there aren't more. And therefore, you have to check the whole sada. Why did each one hold of the other one? And then we'll finish. Ravasi, my time, aloma, kerebichia. Why didn't Rav Abba? Why did Ravasi, the second version, not like the first one? Why isn't this parallel to the case of looking for the tumma? Amar lecha, bishlam agabe tuma, by tuma, I understand there's the machlokas. Amar ba'ori v'natla, ba'achra v'natla. I understand how it could have disappeared. Maybe an animal came and took the tuma, took the nefel. Alahacha, balmum lehecha aza. Where'd the balmum go? He's in here, it's mixture, and therefore you have to find it. V'idach, amar mumover, hu v'itzi. Maybe it was a mumover. Maybe it was disappeared. And the opposite, Rav Chiya bar Abba, my time alone, Rav Ba'asi, Amar Lecha, why did the first one not like say like the second one? Bishlama sada darka lemikvar ba. By a field, you can assume there's a lot of kvaras. Kecha de kavar bahai, kavar nishachrina.
Just because you found one kavar doesn't mean that's it.
Ela kodshim, kiva de batkulon v'kaimi, but by the karbanas, you checked every animal. And they're here and it's not here. Darkai lemeva ba muma, what, the animals always get mumin? If it's not here, it's not here. V'idach, and what would the other one say? Agav deminagchi ahadadi shchiach bu'umumah. Yeah. Yeah, animals always gore each other. And therefore, it's very possible that there is another mum. Okay, we'll have to stop here by Meisvei. But then we will continue tomorrow on the last daf of this third parak in Maseches Becharos.